When you're in hard times, personal strength can fail you completely. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's pretty frightening. I've coped with things long term and thought I was doing pretty well, but then one small disappointment set me over the edge. Vitality was far from me. What do you do when there's no one there to help you? That's our topic on this edition of Daughters of Promise. Stay tuned. I'm Christine Wurtzen. Well, Jesus knows those desperate moments. In the darkest hour of his life, his disciples succumbed to weariness and fell asleep after he told them he needed them. He found himself alone all night long, even though love was not too far away. Scripture doesn't say if Jesus specifically asked for his Father to send angels to tend to him, but regardless, God took care of his son. He saw his condition and heard his cries and was proactive to provide just what Jesus needed to regain strength. God is also invested in his other sons and daughters. That same care is promised to us. Though people love us deeply, they have limits. They have lives which need their attention. They have their own griefs, and because of that, their ability to love and give us what we need is intermittent. Oh, but God's love never fails. He's never distracted and short on attention. He's never depleted and short on power. Every moment of the day, he bends close to watch our lives and discern our needs. So who is it that has already failed you today? God stands in the gap to more than compensate. In your Garden of Gethsemane, despair is never the last word. For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.